My now thoughts are my now experiences. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. My now thoughts are my now experiences. How often have we tried to run away from the idea that the thoughts that we think bear fruit and bring results for us? How often have we tried to ignore that outer experience and that outer effect and say to ourselves that it's not true, that we can think anything we want, we can do anything we want, we can say anything we want, we can act in any way we want, and we don't have to pay the price? How often have we said that to ourselves? Probably far too often. And in saying that, we have put that cause into motion and we have brought that effect into our life, and you know, we have created for ourselves a pretty wonderful and a pretty awful experience. Are you ready for that experience? Are you ready for that awareness? Are you ready for that concept? These are things that we need to know exactly what we're doing. Because when we are putting causes in motion, we are putting activities in motion that affect our life in so many good, indifferent, positive, joyous ways. Are you ready to be responsible for your thoughts? Are you ready to be responsible for the experiences you have in your life? Are you ready to take responsibility for every thought that you think? That's a pretty big thing, pretty big concept, that we are ready to take responsibility for every thought we think. Well, now, most people do not want that privilege. They do not want that opportunity. They don't want that responsibility. Because to take responsibility for every thought we think means that no matter what thought goes through our mind, we are responsible for its result. Now, just take an illustration. You are walking down the street, and you see the neighbor mowing their lawn. And you think to yourself, that's interesting. They're mowing their lawn. But did you notice? He's not getting it straight. He's missing a spot here and there. He's not going crisscross and back and forth and really doing a good job. He's just doing a lick and a promise. Hey, what business is that of yours? What business is that of mine, how my neighbor mows his lawn? I'd rather say, wow, isn't that great? My neighbor's out mowing his lawn. He's just having the time of his life. He's enjoying himself. He's thoroughly enjoying mowing the lawn. He thinks mowing the lawn is just such great fun. Hi, neighbor. Enjoying mowing your lawn? Well, yeah, you look like you're having such a good time mowing your lawn. I think I'll go and get my mower out and mow my lawn, too. Do you mind? Hey, you know, you're fantastic, neighbor. You're an inspiration to me to do my lawn so beautifully. You know, I'm such a perfectionist, but I look at you, and you do everything so casually and so beautifully, and yet you're very happy with it. You know, maybe I should relax a little bit like you do and enjoy doing my lawn without being so perfectionist about it. My neighbor says, hey, your lawn's an inspiration to me. I look over at your lawn, and I think, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I have to compare my lawn to yours. Don't, neighbor, don't do that. Just look at your lawn and say, what a joy it is to mow it, and what a joy it is to be out here in this fresh air and enjoy. You know, your neighbor would just tingle all through his body. He would say, he noticed me. He's seen what I'm doing. He knows I'm doing a good job. And he's not judging me. He's not judging me. Isn't that wonderful? And you see, that is my thoughts, are my now experiences. And so you walk further down the street. And as you walk down there, somebody has gone between the sidewalk and the street and dug up all the grass that they had there, and they planted a bunch of very beautiful flowers. And you look down, tempting to pick one or two, but you look down and you say, what glorious flowers, how beautiful they are. My goodness, they are pretty. Look at all the colors, the daffodils, the violets and the peonies, and wow, what a variety of flowers they have here. Somebody really is expressing themselves in a glorious way. And out here on the curb area, where people could pick them and take them with them to their office or take them to their wife in the evening as they come home and pick a flower and say, "Here, sweetheart, I picked this for you from our neighbor's garden. It was about by the street." And so it was saying, "Give one to your wife. Take one to your family. Take one to someone you love." Hey, my now thoughts or my now experiences. And then, as I'm walking by this beautiful planting of flowers, I see the lady come out who is living there at the house. And I say, "Good morning." And she says, "Well, good morning to you." And I said, "Your flowers are so beautiful. They just sort of invite me to pick one and take one home to my wife in the evening when I walk by." She said, "Well, why don't you do that?" "Well, it's your flowers, and I didn't want to intrude on your lovely garden there." Well, my friend, that's what they're there for. It's to be inviting for neighbors to pick one and take one to their loved one, whether it's husband or wife or children even, you know, and put one in the children's room. And, you know, before they go to bed at night, say, "This is from Mrs. Jones down the street, and I asked her about bringing a flower home, and she said, oh, take one to your wife or your son or your daughter or your husband, whoever." And isn't that great? Now, my now thoughts are my now experiences. So as I live each moment in joy and harmony and expectation of lovely things to happen, they happen. Further down the street, this dog was barking behind the fence, and he was barking and jumping and barking. And I turned and looked at him, and I said, "Mr. Rottweiler, you look like a most fierce dog." And he looks at me and growls his teeth and shows them. And I said, "You are a big lover, and I know it. Now, you just have yourself a wonderful, peaceful day, and you lay down there, and you wag your tail as people go by, and you tell everybody, 'Good morning, have a wonderful day. I send you off to your work or wherever you're going with a joyful thought.' So you just, hey, my now thoughts are my now experiences." And you know what that dog did? He just laid down and flopped his big tail on the ground, plop, 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 plop. And he looked up at me, and he didn't have a fierce look on his face, but he had a gentleness in his eyes that said, "You understand me, don't you?" "Yeah." And I said, "Yes, I do. My now thoughts are my now experiences." And he did. He did. He looked up at me with that lovely, the dog eyes, you know, that sort of make you want to pet him and love him and hug him and kiss him. And, you know, we can look at our families like that with those puppy eyes and that say, just come on, love me, pet me, kiss me, hold me. I love you. You see, my now thoughts are my now experiences. What now thoughts are running through your mind? What now thoughts are going through your world? Are your now thoughts thoughts of, hey, here I am in the office, I'm with all these clowns, and they don't know anything. They are goofing up. They're spending more time at the water cooler than they should. They're spending more time on the phone with personal phone calls. They're doing all these silly things. And, you know, it just gets on me when they do that. And then you say to yourself, hey, that's none of my business. My business, my now thoughts are my now experiences, so I'm going to have my now thoughts be that I work with the smoothest group that ever existed on the face of the earth. I am working with a group of men and women who are dedicated to giving their very best to their job, who are dedicated to going to work and living a happy life and sharing wonderful thoughts with each other and inspiring each other to do their very best on the job and to go about their activities in such a way that they show efficiency and the desire to do it perfect and desire to do it with all their heart and soul and being, so that they make it everybody an inspiration by how they live and they act and they be. That's fantastic, you know? And really, that's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. It's all about sharing and loving and being. And, you know, the more I do that, the more it comes back to me. And then, after that little charade, I stopped. And I looked down at my desk, and I straightened out a few things on my desk. And then I looked up at my co-workers in the office, and every one of them was diligently doing their work, carefully doing their work. There were no private phone calls. There were no long standing lines at the water cooler. There were no long standing lines at the restroom waiting to take a long break. There were no wasted time. Everything was done with efficiency. I felt like I was in a well-oiled engine running smoothly, efficiently, effectively, and that everyone was enjoying their work. That's why they came to work. They enjoy their job, just like I enjoy my job. They enjoy working for this company, because this company is a great company. All of its benefits are great, and all of its pays are great, and they really appreciate what you're doing. Yes, my now thoughts are my now experiences. My now thoughts are the things that make my world go round. And my world goes around with wonderful thoughts. Yes. I'm sitting here at my desk, and I'm looking at my calendar. And across the top of the calendar is a beautiful lake in a northern region. And there are fishing boats there, and the lake is placid. And the trees are all turning colors there, because it's in November, the last day of November. And it is beautiful to see. It reminds me of many other wonderful times like that. My now thoughts are my now experiences. And for a moment, I go back to my times in northern Wisconsin and northern Minnesota and in Oregon and in Connecticut and New Hampshire and Maine and New York and all of the wonderful places that I've been where the trees turn their leaves in fall. And how beautiful it is. How very beautiful it is. And this is all that life is all about. My now thoughts are my now experiences. And I have great now thoughts. And I have great now experiences. And life is wonderful. But because I made it that way, and I love it. Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.